Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I asked you a question off the air, and I think it's a good one because we all on this show spend a lot of time talking about, when we talk about the defense, we obviously mention one thing all the time, which is Spags. That's Spags. Look at the blitzes. Look at the design. Look at the coverage. Look at the adjustments. This is a team that just knows where it's supposed to go and all those things. So I was asking myself, based on like how long I think the defense and how good I think the defense will be this year, what is the thing you like best about the defense without saying Steve Spagnuolo? So don't say, because I actually think if I asked this question, I left it open to interpretation. You'd say Spags. I might say Spags. I think 60% of the text line might say Spags. Once you reminded them, that might be the answer. Because we admit problems with the defensive line, so I don't think that's our answer for it. What do you like best about the defense? What do you think they do best that isn't Steve Spagnuolo?
Yeah, actually, this might shock you. I like their cornerback room. I feel pretty good about it. I know Jalen Watson gets picked on at times from the fan base. I'm not even talking about from the fan base at times in his time here. When he's been healthy, Jalen Watson has been a very, very good number two corner. We know what you're getting in your number one corner. Trent McDuffie's one of the best in the league. So I have a top three corner in football in Trent McDuffie. Jalen Watson as a number two corner is very good for that spot. We all know they work in nickel at times, no Williams. Christian Fulton hasn't played, but in terms of depth in the room, I still like having him now that he's healthy. A guy that they clearly liked in the offseason. I mean, they gave him a nice contract. This isn't just some random guy they signed. They signed a guy with experience who they thought was going to maybe be their guy that was going to allow Trent McDuffie to play in the slot. So what do I like? I like the cornerback room. I think they actually have a pretty deep cornerback room, although maybe they trade one of them in the next week and a half. And they're getting really good play from their number two corner, Jalen Watson.
I don't think that's a bad answer. I think it's perfect. Like, the secondary obviously holds its own. It's weird because, like, when you look at it, it's a bunch of non-long-term guys, right? Christian Fulton's on a short deal. They haven't given an extension to Jalen Watson. I imagine, actually, he'll make pretty good money being somewhere else. Trent McDuffie, I believe, will eventually get an extension and is a high-drafted player, but it's the same grouping of guys they've had for years. Watson and Williams and Fulton. So the familiarity is really there. More than anything, I think, other than just saying, like, I like Chris Jones as a player, who is still having a less than regular Chris Jones year, I actually think the answer for me is the versatility in the linebacker room. I'm not here to tell you that any of these guys are the best linebackers in the NFL, because I actually don't think that that's true, and I think I'd be disingenuous by saying that. Their ability to mix and match and be versatile in the linebacker room is a huge key for what I think works on their defense. Where they're like, we'll use Chenault as a down defensive lineman, out into coverage. We will, Nick Bolton is our tackling machine. Like, they are just multifaceted at linebacker and seem to be, to me, to have maybe the best mix of linebackers and skill sets that they've ever had. They don't have one do everything guy. They all have flaws and problems in their game, but they, as a unit, are about as versatile as I've seen in a grouping for them for the last couple of years. I think it's what I like best about what allows Spags, I guess in this case, an ability to kind of mix and match and move people around, and that kind of change of pace really works.
They got a really good linebacker room. Yeah, really, really good. All different roles, as you were laying out there, different roles and strengths and obviously weaknesses that can still get exposed at times, but they got a really good group, and obviously a group that, I know we can't use Spags as the answer for this conversation, but a group that he very much so trusts, and we all know his feeling about Nick Bolton and how he makes sure everybody's in the right spot. So, yeah, it's, you notice neither one of us so far have said, you know, defensive line, which still, while there's issues there, still has a Chris Jones, still has a George Karloftis, but it's because of right after that, there's a big drop off.
And the problem is they got a massive issue. Look, if I just said, how do I feel about their sack guys? I don't hate that George Karloftis, and you could have a worse 1-2 sack punch in Chris Jones and George Karloftis. You can do a lot worse than that in the NFL. If Charles Omenihu can just continue to raise his level of play, my level of concern for the defensive line goes way down. But I'm never going to, I very rare chance that I'm going to come in here and say, that's the thing I like best about what they do defensively. Seriously. And look, the safeties, what's funny about them is I just don't notice them. Is that good or bad? That I get beat over the top a lot?
Well, that's usually good. If
we're you're not safe, bad, I don't even remember them. You were noticing Brian Cook a little bit more. You were noticing him.
You don't want your safeties leading your team in tackles necessarily and things like that. So I would say maybe I
deserve more credit for them, you know?
I wouldn't even look at one position group. I think the best thing about this defense is they've got guys you can rely on. I think that Trent McDuffie obviously is the anchor of that. But at all three levels, like, you can rely on Chris Jones to be – as long as he's like,
Except that one play against the Chargers.
I was gonna say I need to tread carefully, but Chris Jones you can rely on. Drew Tranquil you can rely on. Trent McDuffie you can rely. It feels like they've got guys that you can rely on to do the job every single time. It, particularly Trent McDuffie, of course, being the anchor of that is.
Yeah,
he doesn't get the recognition because he doesn't get thrown the ball, but he is so elite at what he does, where he's always in the hip pocket. You love to have a guy like that.
Yeah, dang.
Yeah, man.
The text line mentioning they love their physicality, I think that's actually a really good answer. They talk about how they swarm the ball. This is a team that, like, works as a unit. Like, defensively, they are a physical defense. And I will not say that about every defense in the last decade for the Chiefs. They were the bend, don't break, finesse. Oh, look at us. We're athletic. They're not. I don't think they're the most. Do you guys think that this is the most athletic defense in the AFC? I don't.
No.
But I do think athletic, that they are a physical.
I can tell you, I guess.
I mean, you know a defense that just has,
I mean, the Ravens are athletic, but look how they've turned out.
No, I understand that. And sometimes it doesn't work out that way. The Chiefs in their end, I do think that they got some maulers. Like, Chenal and, like, yeah, somebody said, psychos, right? I like the psychotic nature of the linebacker crew. I will say they are a physical defense. They very rarely in a game look like they're just getting tooled up by somebody or out muscled by somebody. That's not where their weakness is. They might get out athletic by somebody. That might happen occasionally, but, like, I very rarely.
They rarely miss tackles.
Yeah, they wrap up, they gang tackle. There's multiple people on there. I do think they're a physical defense. I think that's a good answer from the text line. 913-586-7965. Always interested in that. Someone's like, they've got a linebacker in waiting in Bosa, too. He was getting a few snaps early. I haven't seen him.
Hard to say. Yeah, it's just hard to say at this point because we haven't seen him a whole lot. But yeah, they might have something there. They might.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.